This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. God, I can't. Oh, there you go. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Very much so. We're gonna have some fun tonight. I guarantee it. Maybe not your kind of fun, but we're going to... I know, that's bad, huh? We're going to have my kind of fun for sure. Because I've got... You know, I was asking somebody today. I got... I probably should say this. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do over there on the website. And get involved in the conversation with people that are smarter than I am sure. I'm not guessing. I'm telling you the truth. I am sure. So, anyway, you know, like I said, lot's going to be happening. We're going to talk a little bit about the Jewish community tonight. And why they... Why are they... I should probably change that, too, huh? Gee, God, I am behind on everything. Why they're so in love with the Democrats. Another community that's been slighted by the Democrats, and they don't seem to care. I don't know what they're afraid of. It's just amazing to me. So, I want to talk a little bit about Bill Clinton. I like talking about Bill. Very colorful guy, right? First black president, wasn't he? So, Bill... Now, you know what? I don't want to do that story first. You're going to wait. You're just going to have to hang in there. You're just going to have to wait a minute. So, apparently CNN is tripping over themselves to help the illustrious queen. And so Hillary really is not having any health issues, right? I don't know if you guys heard today. I can play it for you if you don't believe me. Let's see if we can find that one. Bill Clinton says, well, never mind what I say, he says. Why don't you hear for yourself what he says? Let me see. Where is it? Oh, it's right there. Good. Let's hear what Bill has to say.
Downplayed any potential consequences relating to her absence, and he described her condition instead as the flu. Listen here.
But I just talked to her. She's feeling great, and I think she'll be back out there tomorrow. So I...
Doesn't he sound like he has the flu all the time? Like he's on the verge of laryngitis.
It's a crazy time we live in, you know, when people think there's something unusual about getting the flu next time.
No, Billy, listen up. It's not that we think there's something unusual about getting the flu. Here's the problem. We think it's unusual for someone to go, in a three-day period, to go from heat stroke to full-blown pneumonia and then to the flu. That's kind of, really you don't find anywhere. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even a doctor. I don't even play one on TV. And I know that it's weird. That is not a natural progression of what's going on with her. You know what I mean?
Last time I checked, millions of people were getting it every year.
By the way, Liz, and he downed...
Stop it. So now it's the flu. I wonder if anybody's going to come out tomorrow and talk about, his misspeak, if you would. Because, you know, they're not going to call it a lie. You know that, right? It's gonna have to be a misspeak. Later on in the show, we're gonna go through Colin Powell, a couple of Colin Powell's emails. And Colin Powell actually used the word bimbo. Ooh. I mean, you get him mad enough to use the word bimbo. It's gotta be. Yeah, there's gotta be something wrong, right? So anyhow, And I'm gonna have a good time with him if you would, because it just, I can't stand it. All right, also Hillary, she in the emails leaked by Comey, we're gonna find out how much Hillary loved Obama, really cared for him. I know this is bad. I should, you know, my wife likes to kick me in the butt and tell me how I shouldn't be happy about other people's downfalls. You know. Yes. And then about the New Mexican mother or the New Mexico mother, I shouldn't say that, because that sounds weird the other way. She solicited men to sexually assault her 10-year-old daughter. Yeah, we live in a sick world. Yeah, that's just gone. All right, and I said this the other night. There's a baseball player who collects $16 million this year to play baseball. Are we serious here? He happens to be black, and he says that baseball is a white man's sport. I don't even get why that matters. So does that mean that basketball is a black man's sport? Does that mean football is a black man's sport? Right? So, anyway, I don't even know where to go with that. What else do we have here? A lot of fun. I love this stuff. I'm telling you. Look, you know, the other thing too is we've been talking about the 9/11 massacre, attack, whatever you want to call it. I don't care what you call it. I'm good. And somebody reminded me today that the other one we forget about on a regular basis is the Oklahoma bombing. Remember that? Now, I don't want to say only 168 people died, because that's, I don't mean that at all. That's not the goal here. But I do want to say that was a horrendous act on American soil by an American. You want to call it a terrorist act, that's fine. But it wasn't done in the name of a religion. It was a nut job that felt like his country had abandoned him. And for that, he was going to make us pay. That was wrong. I don't know if you'd call it an act of terrorism, because it wasn't going to continue on. He wasn't going to do it all over the place. But let's leave that aside for the moment. And remember that we have had other major catastrophes in these United States. Appreciate your time with me tonight. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Coming up next, I've got, I always love when I do this. I got Laura Densmore coming on with me. She's a news editor and program director at Hebrew National Radio. And we're going to talk about how the Jewish community is dealing with the Democrats here in this country. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can check out our writers. We've got a lot going on over there. A lot of good writers over there. And let them know, hey, whether you agree with them or not, at least you get a feel for I don't want to say the other side, but you get a feel for how others think, how others approach things. And that's how you open up a dialogue. That's how you open up a conversation. We always a pleasure to have you with us. If you're a Facebook aficionado, we're live up on Facebook. You can also chat there. There's a lot going on up on Facebook as well. You know, the show, we're always talking about what goes on between our country and other countries and what a joke we are in the Middle East now. I mean, nobody in the Middle East can really trust us. I don't know why we have any allies. And, you know, when you were a kid, you had the little friend rings. We should have a pile of friend rings from the... You still have yours, huh? All right, we have a pile of friend rings from the Middle East, you know, sitting on a desk somewhere, because we're nobody's friend in Europe or the Middle East anymore. They can't trust us. But I'm not the expert. I'm not the one that goes over there. I'm not the one that writes about it. I'm not the expert. As I try to bring them on from time to time. I've got Laura Densmore on the line with me. She's the news editor and program director at Hebrew National Radio. She produces a weekly email called the Hebrew National News Alert that goes out every Sunday. She also does a one-hour weekly radio show with co-host Bonnie Harvey. Now, that airs every Friday. She's been to Israel like five times, and she's very much in tune with what's happening there. Laura, thanks for joining me tonight.
I'm glad to join you, Joe. It's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? And again, what I started to say in the beginning, when it comes to Israel, we don't realize what a friend we have in Israel. We don't realize what an ally. You know, when you talk about best friends, what do they say nowadays, besties or whatever, right? I mean, that's what we can count on in the Middle East. Now, you've been there several times. How are you received by the Israeli people when you go there as an American?
Well, I actually got to go there just last fall during the fall feast called Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. And I got to march in the Parade of the Nations, and there were over 8,000 people in this march from just about every single nation on the earth. And so as we marched down the streets of Jerusalem and the streets were lined with the Jewish people, it was just, we were very well received. They were very, and there was just joy in the atmosphere. Just, you could feel the love, lots of hugs and high fives and handshakes. They were very, very blessed to see a strong support for the nation and the people of Israel. And that's when the knifing and stabbing intifada started. It was right smack dab in the middle of the Feast of Tabernacles last fall. And so they were very blessed and received us very, very well while we were there.
Yeah. And again, you've been back and forth there. You've been writing on Israel. Do they still see us? Do they still feel like we're a strong ally of theirs, do you think?
Well, I think that at the grassroots level, they know and understand that the Christians and the believers and the Messianic believers really are strong, staunch allies and friends. But I think the current administration has been very treacherous and betrayal to Israel. Israel's been thrown under the bus. At the political, governmental level, up in the high levels, no, we're not seen as a friend, but at the grassroots level, yes, there's much relationship building at the personal level and at the organizational level happening between Jews and Christians. One quick example is there's a brand new radio station that just launched 6 months ago, and I've had my eye on it. It's called thelandofisrael.com, and it's Jewish, based in Jerusalem, and they have actually forged an official partnership between them and Hayovel, which is a Christian ministry where volunteers, Christians from all over the world, go and volunteer to work in the vineyards in the mountains of Israel up at Mount Gerizim, the Mount of Blessing. They plant grapes, the vines, they harvest, and then they help process. And they've been going for 10 years. So there's organizational ties and relationships that are being built, good, strong ties between Jews and Christians.
Now, and when we talk about these friendships, who has the ties? And as you say, they're not trusting the current administration. We're coming into an election. We've got an election less than 2 months away, or about 2 months away. Where is Israel with us when they look at who we've got? I mean, it's a sad state of affairs, but when they look at who we have running here, are they concerned? Who do they see as their friend, do you think?
Well, okay, we can look at the Democrats and we can look at the Republicans. And at the DNC that they had back in July, we had protesters outside of the Democratic National Convention. And I'm looking at a picture right now on my computer screen. They literally burned the Israeli flag. They were shouting slogans of, let the Intifada continue, you know, the jihad violence. And then inside of the DNC, they were flying the Palestinian flag. So that says it all right there.
And nobody said a word. I loved it. And nobody said a word. We never heard anything about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, she's been in this current administration, and she was, as you know, in the State Department, you know, doing the job of the State Department, you know, and our relations with Israel between the nations at the governmental level are at the lowest they have ever been, ever. And they say the words, Israel is our staunch ally and our friend. You always hear Obama say that, but don't listen to his words. Look at his actions. Israel got thrown under the bus under Obama's watch with the Iran nuke deal that went down. And Trump has come out and said, if I'm elected, he's going to undo and unwind that deal, because that threw Israel under the bus. It basically gave Iran the green light to go forward with their nuke program.
Yeah, when you look at that, too, and you know, think that through, people don't really think it through. That Iran deal is if Israel threatened to attack Iran or threatened to retaliate against Iran, we were supposed to protect Iran. People don't realize that was actually in the deal. So I don't know how you can say you're a good friend of Israel. They're our allies, they're our buddies, yet you're willing to go to war against them for one of our enemies. Makes no sense to me.
That's right.
But,
yes.
But yet the Jewish community in this country as a whole still supports the Democrats. I'm thoroughly confused about this.
Well, you know, there's a lot of variety within the Jewish community, just like there is within the Christian community. And, you know, Christians, you've got Methodists and Baptists and Foursquare and Assembly of God.
Sure.
And then you've got Hebrew Roots and Messianics. And the same thing is true in the Jewish community. You have secular Jews who do not practice Judaism and who tend to be very liberal and left-leaning and support the Democrats. But also you within the Jewish community, and a lot of them live in New York, and a lot of them live over in Israel, you also have those that practice Judaism who are much more conservative. And I was not totally benefit in that bucket. That they're a bit of violence, that they believe in the land, and they believe in the government, and that they should have sovereignty. But not all Jews are liberals. A whole lot of them, you know, there's a mixed bag there. But I think a lot of liberals are beginning to wake up. They look at Hillary and what's being put before us, how she lies, and, you know, there's just crookedness and no integrity. And even a lot of the liberals and Democrats are jumping ship and saying, I'll go to Trump.
You gotta hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up about Israel and our relationship after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Listening to The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to be with you. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I, you know what? I got to say, I really do believe you guys have a high IQ, because there's 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, and you're listening to mine. So I'm somewhat humbled. I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad you're tuning in, because, look, my attitude here on this show is to question everything you believe in. I don't care whether it's your political belief, your religious belief, if you're spewing the party line, if you're simply saying what your party tells you to say, if you're simply saying what your pastor or your rabbi is saying on the weekends, that's useless. You can't defend yourself like that. You have to know why it is you believe what you believe. You have to know why it is you're fighting for the candidate you're fighting for. Otherwise, you're like one of those little drones they keep talking about. You're just a party drone. It's all you are. Don't be that. Know why you're fighting for what you're fighting for. I've got Laura Densmore on the line with me. She's a news editor and program director at Hebrew National Radio. She produces a weekly email called Hebrew National News Alert. It goes out every
Sunday. Hebrew Nation.
Nation.
Hebrew Nation,
Nation.
Radio. Hebrew.
Did I do that again? Why didn't you throw something at me?
Not the hot dog. Not Hebrew National hot dog.
But wait a minute. It wouldn't be bad to get a hot dog either, because they're really good. But
anyway. Right. That's right. Hot dog.
Hebrew Nation Radio. And yes. And Hebrew Nation News Alert. That's what you send out every week,
yes.
And it goes out every Sunday. You also do a one-hour weekly radio news program, right?
Called the 1260 Report. You can find it on HebrewNationOnline.com.
Okay, and what is the 1260 Report about?
It's a one-hour news magazine, and the first half hour we cover domestic news. The second half hour we focus in on Israel and the Middle East, Syria and Iran, and we're always looking at the facts on the ground and trying to line it up with the scriptures, asking the question, what time is it?
Okay, so let's finish off what we were talking about last segment, and we'll move forward from there. We were talking about the relationship with Israel, not just the relationship that the United States as a country has, but this is what this administration has done to that relationship, and who you see and what party you see that would be better off in a relationship with Israel, that would be truly more Israel-friendly than what we have going on right now.
That's right. I would definitely say it would be on the Republican side of the aisle with Donald Trump. And, you know, one of the reasons I say that, too, is because recently there was an incident where he visited a Detroit church, and there was a black pastor by the name of Wayne Jackson of Great Faith Ministries, and as he was preparing to meet with the congregation, there was a
Wayne Jackson gave an interview and talked about it after the fact. They were discussing how the day was going to go and flow, and there was no time for Trump to give any kind of a message or a speech. So the two aides, the aide to Wayne Jackson and the aide to Donald Trump, were there, and they were starting to lock horns, and they were each giving each other pushback, you know, and Donald actually played the role of mediator. And he said, he put his little message, his speech away in his pocket, and he said, that's okay. Whatever the pastor says, that's what we'll do. If there's no time for me to give a message, that's fine. And the whole thing got diffused. He was very humble about it. He did not push his agenda forward. And so then in the end, he did give a message to the black church. At the end of his message, he quoted from 1 John, and then this pastor came forward and gave him a prayer shawl, also known as a tallit. And he said to Donald, this prayer shawl is very special. This came from Israel. It has been prayed over. I have personally prayed over it. I have fasted over it. And then he kind of gave him a word. He said, there's going to be times in your life when you feel betrayed and when you feel forsaken, when you feel abandoned. And when you come under this prayer shawl, the anointing is going to come upon you. And so then he placed the prayer shawl upon Donald Trump and, you know, draped it around his shoulders. And, you know, I think that that was really very, very significant. I see it that this is like a window, an opportunity for Donald Trump to step into the role and into the mantle of a person, a man of prayer, of someone who would pray for the nation, to pray for the people, to consult with God, to seek his counsel and his wisdom. And so it was a very prophetic action, very, very significant. But then the mainstream media was there when all this was going on. And what happened was the mainstream media, somebody spoke up and said, he's getting a shawl. And then a cameraman, they said, cut the feed, shut it down. And the mainstream media was attempting to censor this event so nobody would see it. And so then there was one cameraman who said, I'm shooting this. I don't care what they say. I'll take a demotion for this. You? And he was with Reuters. And hats off and kudos to this one cameraman from Reuters. They actually, you could hear his voice in the background saying that. So I think it was very significant that he received this prayer shawl from Israel. To me, that tells me another, you know, we're going to be held accountable, I believe, before the God of heaven for how we vote. And if we vote for a candidate that is, you know, going to allow more freedoms for Christians,
well, I think,
and is a candidate that is pro-Israel.
Yeah, that's the key, though. The key is that, you know, let's just be honest about it. We've had other candidates that come up screaming about praise Jesus, love God, go to church, the whole nine yards, and nothing they do from that point on is godly-like or Christian-like, if you would. Now,
yes.
You know, and you look forward, and you look at what's going on now, I hope and I believe, and as I said to you before, the candidate I want first and foremost is the one that will uphold our religious freedoms, the one that will uphold our freedom to worship, our freedom to have, you know, Massachusetts is passing a law that churches are going to be forced, all right, they're going to be forced into the transgender bathroom scenario. So even though it's against their belief system, they're in their building where people coming there believe the same way, the state's going to step and say, we don't care if nobody wants to use that bathroom. It better be open to transgenders and the discussion. We're losing our rights. So
yes, Bedard.
Yeah.
And you know, about a month ago or maybe 6 weeks ago, Trump had a private meeting with about 150 pastors from all over the country of many different denominations, and it was closed to the media. But some of the top leaders in the Christian world were there. And so one of the questions that Focus on the Family, forgot his name, that he asked was, what are you going to do to help restore our rights as believers and as Christians in this country? And how Donald answered that question was, he said, you know, back when Lyndon Johnson was the president, he passed an act that basically would silence and muzzle the pastors from being able to speak from the pulpit concerning the political life of the nation. That if they did speak about politics or candidates, they would lose their 501c3 status. And so that really silenced and censored, you know, pastors from being able to speak freely. And he says, if I'm elected, I'm going to repeal that. Now, of course, we all have to look at actions and not just words.
Right.
You know, we look at the actions.
Yeah, I don't.
And so
I don't want people to believe that the only reason. Yeah, I don't want people to believe that the only reason that some of us or some people are supporting Trump is because he said something about supporting, you know, or he got a prayer shawl or he went to a church. We're not stupid. We're looking for action also, right?
That's right. That's right. But, you know, where his expertise is in the area and the world of finance and economy. And he has done deals not just with corporations, but also with nations. He's done deals with China, and he knows how to put together a deal where you're on the winning side. And so our nation economically has been going down, 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 down. And, you know, every time China devalues their currency, we can't compete for bids and for trades and for jobs. They're beating us, you know. But he knows how to put together a deal and win. And he said the Iran nuke deal, that's a bad deal. If I'm elected, I'm going to unwind that deal. That's a very bad deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I think we're going to be held accountable before the God of heaven for how we vote. He's looking. He's watching. He's going to record how we vote. And we have to vote our conscience and, you know, consult the Holy Spirit, you know, see what he tells you to do. But, you know, a candidate that's pro-life, that's going to support our rights as Christians, as believers, but also a candidate that's pro-Israel. To me, personally, that's number one on the list.
Well,
how do they... Where do they lean towards Israel?
Listen, the basics of Christianity, if you can't find in the Bible that the Jews were his chosen people, then I don't know what Bible you read. Let's start off there. But the other problem that we have, Laura, is even within the Christian church, if you would, you've got so many factions within the Christian church, some who believe in same-sex marriage, some who don't, some who say abortion is okay from a scriptural standpoint, some who don't, you know. Some who don't believe that we need to have a relationship with Israel. I mean, these are people that don't really understand the fall of Scripture. It drives me out of my mind, especially when I see these people post on Facebook. It makes me nuts. Doesn't it, you? Got the sounder. We got to go for a break. We both believe in capitalism.
Okay.
Got to make some money here. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I've got Laura Densmore on the line with me. She's a news editor and program director at Hebrew Nation Radio. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I realize that you could be a whole bunch of other places, but you've tuned in here. But get involved in the conversation. If you're a Facebook person, head up to Facebook. We got a live, well, that's a live chat room in and of itself. Plus, you can watch live there. We also have a live chat room up on the website. You can send me an email during the show, as some of you like to do, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Help make it your show. Seriously. It ain't that hard, people. I've got Laura Densborough on the line with me. She's a news editor and program director at Hebrew Nation Radio. She produces a weekly email called Hebrew Nation News Alert that goes out every Sunday. She also does an hour weekly radio show with Bonnie Hart, co-hosted with Bonnie Harvey, the 1260 Report, which airs every Friday. And she's been to Israel numerous amounts of time. Again, Laura, thanks for being with me today.
Sure. Glad to join you.
You know, I know this might be a little irritating, but I want to say this because I want people to understand that you just because a party, just because a group says something, doesn't mean they believe it and or mean it. And when we're talking about the Democratic Party, we're talking about people that are very left-leaning, liberal, whatever word you want to use. The Dems are not the friends of the Jews. They are not the friends of Israel, if you would. And I want you to help me. You've been there. You know the culture. You know the people. I want you to help me drive that point home, if you could.
Sure. Well, it says in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1-3, it says, Yahweh or the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, let's just look at action, not words, okay? Because words are cheap. Action says it all. Under Hillary Clinton's watch, under the current administration's watch, when she was in the State Department, we had, I call it Benghazi Gate, for those people who remember Watergate. And I'm looking at a headline news that was a little while ago. Trump says that Obama is the founder of ISIS and Hillary its co-founder. Now, what was the Benghazi cover-up and scandal really all about, as all the email scandal, you know, all these email server issues come forth? Well, you know, we had Chris Stevens and three others that were murdered under her watch. And, you know, military people who were ready to help were told to stand down. And then they tried to assign it to some cheesy movie. Oh, that's what caused the ruckus and stirred the pot. But actually, it was a big cover-up. And what was the cover-up? Well, the Benghazi Libya embassy was being used as a pass-through to get arms and weapons to the so-called Syrian rebels. You know who the Syrian rebels are today? They're ISIS jihadists. I've seen pictures of white pickup trucks that were supposed to go to the Syrian rebels that are actually now in the hands of ISIS jihadists. So I would say that under Hillary's watch, in her actions, she was the midwife, one of the chief midwives to help birth the ISIS movement. So do you want to vote for that? I mean, Russia's doing a better job of bombing and you know, destroying ISIS strongholds in Syria. It's not us. It's Putin that's getting the job done.
Now, Laura, I you know, we are trying to be, and I understand what people are trying to do, but we're, you know, we're trying to be nice with a bunch of savages. And I said, you know, when was the last time you heard about them taking a Russian prisoner, a Russian hostage? When was the last time they burned a Russian pilot to death while he was alive in a cage? You know, the Jordanian king came out here. They burned one of his pilots. What did he do? He cut his trip short. He went back there and he taught ISIS a lesson. We don't seem to want to do that. We don't want to have them feel bad about America or have ill thoughts toward the United States. It's just amazing to me. I don't believe I don't believe under this administration. I know we only have a few months left. I don't believe we'd protect Israel. I really don't believe that we would protect Israel because this administration doesn't live up to its word. Period. Which is why we have no more friends in the Middle East. Don't you agree?
That's right. That's right. And also, under Obama's watch and Hillary in the State Department, and if she becomes president, more of the same would continue, we've seen absolute dissolving of our southern border. And what defines a nation as a sovereign nation is language and borders. We do not have secure borders anymore. Now, there are true refugees that really need our help that are fleeing from political asylum, but there's also a lot of illegal aliens that are coming into this country who want to do harm. And let me tell you, there are ISIS jihadist cells in every state in this country. And so this whole controlled invasion of Islam is coming into our nation, and they want to do harm to this nation, to the people. And so under Hillary, under the Democratic rule, you're going to see more of the same. Whereas Trump says, I'll build a wall, and I'll make Mexico pay for it. Israel has had to build a wall, and of course Hamas tunnels right underneath the wall, and the terrorists come through the tunnels. And
well,
let's
be honest about it. They don't, the drug smugglers don't do any different either. They're tunneling under walls here as well, and we don't put the money into it. You know, I did a story about 4 months ago how we spent $750,000 for cameras along the border. However, you know, everybody would sit there and start applauding, but here's the deal. The cameras were not to catch people coming across the border. It was to check out the effect that people coming over the border, which is an admission right there, were having on the wildlife in the desert. I thought that was great. I thought it was great for the administration to admit that they're coming over the border, but we're only going to protect the wildlife, not the people coming over.
Actually, there's an excellent, excellent novel. It was the best read I've read in 10 years by Dan Gordon. The book is called The Day of the Dead, Part 2. And in the plot, it's a fictional plot, ISIS actually rents out the tunnels from the Mexican drug lords, and those tunnels do exist, and they're very sophisticated, and they put you right smack dab into San Diego. They rent out the tunnels, and then they do a jihadist attack against the U.S. Not at all an unlikely scenario. And that's exactly what Israel has faced, is these tunnels coming from Gaza Strip. trip over into Israel, and they're now building an underground wall
they don't need the tunnels anymore because, you know, as you saw today, Mr. Obama's going to allow another 110,000 refugees into the country. So why do we need they don't need a fence. We don't need tunnels. We're just opening them up the floodgates and allowing them to come in. Isn't that wonderful?
Right.
Oh, just amazing. Yes. So let's move on to your second job. How's that? That's a good segue into that. You're also the program director at KBJC AM 1220 in Salem, Oregon. And you are making some great changes to that station. You're going from to. Explain to people what that's all about.
Okay. So we were Hebrew Nation Radio and airing a lot of programs that was kind of niche to the Hebrew race community. And now we are switching it up, and we're becoming news talk, relevant news talk radio. And our slogan is current, credible, and consistent. We have an amazing lineup of programs, and I'm the program director. But we're going to have Alex Jones and Michael Savage and then Sean Hannity. And then you, we're going to have your show. We'll be carrying Joe Messina's News Talk Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific every day. And so we are very excited about the program lineup that we have. And I think it's going to serve us well because especially as we come into these elections and all of the questions about are we even going to have an election? You know, is Hillary's health going to be, will she stand down because of her medical issues? And then if she does, then what? We're going to need all of you guys to be watching this closely and keep everybody informed. So I think it's very strategic and amazing that this radio station is launching now because we really need the news and the information that you're going to be sharing with us in the days and weeks ahead.
Yeah, I you know,
the election.
I definitely appreciate the opportunity. I'm thankful that you're bringing me on, but everything you said in the middle there is so true. We need to get information out to people. People need to know what's going on and how important this is. And I've been saying for a long time on the show, Uncle Joe is waiting. I think Joe Biden, if anything goes wrong, goes sideways, goes sour, Joe Biden's going to step in and be ready. I found out that both parties have contingency plans should a presidential candidate die in the middle of a campaign. I mean, let's be clear about something. I don't wish Hillary death. Or I don't pray for Hillary's death or sickness. I don't pray for Obama's death or sickness. I'm not called to do that as a Christian. Okay, I do pray for him to willingly step down, but I don't pray for any ill on these people. We're not supposed to do that. But I think this would be a devastation for this country.
So for people who are outside of the Salem or Willamette Valley who want to listen in. To your show or any of the other shows that we offer, we will have a website launched very soon. It's under construction. So if you just Google Relevant News Talk Radio, go to Google and Google that. In about a week, we will have the website launched, and it will have an audio player of all of our programs live streaming. But I also, you mentioned prayer, and what can we do? Sometimes the news can be kind of, you know, discouraging and all this bad stuff. We can pray. And I want to just promote one thing real quick. PrayerSurgeNow.com, they are getting together on phone conference calls daily for an hour every single day from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, and they're praying into all of these issues, all of these news matters. You know, when the police, when there was a Black Lives Matter, a day of rage planned for July the 15th, there was not one single violent incident in the entire country, and in fact, good things happened, and there were intercessors up on the wall praying over all 37 cities that were named where there was supposed to be violence, and there was no violence at all. Prayer causes, you know, prayer changes things. Encourage our listeners. Get involved in prayer.
I'm a believer in prayer as well. Look, we're up against the time. You know how that works, Laura. Again, one last time, quickly tell people where to find you.
Okay, well, we will have a website up probably in a week. So if you go to Google and you type in Relevant News Talk Radio, you'll find our website.
Yeah.
And also, if you want to check out Hebrew Nation Radio, that's HebrewNationOnline.com.
We're up against it. Laura, thanks for being with me tonight. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Look, we got a lot to talk about up to the next hour. We're going to go through the emails that one of my favorite people. Now, you'll have to come back. They're all about Bill Clinton. You'll have some fun with him. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yep.